our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast Good Talk Buddy, episode 30. One kid.
One dad.
One good talk. Hi, Dad. How you doing?
I'm good, pal. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good myself.
Good. Hope everybody out there has had a good couple of weeks. We missed you last weekend, and really, there's just no excuse. We have no excuse. Other than it was a holiday in our home, and that being the first day of the NFL opening season.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason that we didn't have an episode last week. It was just a sheer, lack of a better word, laziness. Lack of time management. Mm-hmm. So we apologize for that. But we are back this week with a brand new episode, and we have some, I think we have a really interesting and important topic to cover.
Definitely important.
Yes, this week.
And a life lesson.
Yeah, and we have a Gimme 2 coming up. I thought we would start talking about, you have had a big couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about, you just went to a concert of your favorite artist. Is it fair to say your favorite artist?
Fair to say.
All right. So tell everybody who you went to see.
Alec Benjamin.
At the world-renowned Ryman Auditorium.
He was amazing.
And you were in like the fifth row.
I was in like the fifth row.
Yeah.
G.
Yeah.
G row.
Pretty impressive seats. And from everything that you have told me, you went as a date with your mom, was your date. I think that's great. You and I have gone to concerts together. We would see Leslie Odom Jr.
Weird Al.
In
the same Ryman.
Right. So it's nice for you to be able to go and enjoy those things with your mom as well.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed as though that from everything that your mom was telling me and that you were telling me, that this was one of those, and I can't believe I'm getting to do this, experiences.
Definitely, because I never thought I would be able to see him. Mm-hmm. Because normally he does tours in, like, the UK area.
Right.
And I was like, well, there's no way I'm going to travel all the way to the UK for a concert.
No. But
and then he did.
He's right there at the Ryman Auditorium.
Yeah.
So, you lucked out.
Yeah, I got the tickets as a graduation present, actually. So thanks,
Dad.
Yes,
you did. You're welcome. And I think the other thing that I don't want to blow up your spot, but let's talk a little bit about, in the last few weeks, you have been making for the past it's about 6 weeks now, an adjustment into middle school.
It's been a hard adjustment.
It is. And you and I, outside of the show, we do just what every father and son, every parent and child, we have these teachable moments, learning lessons, mm-hmm. Things that we as your parents set an expectation, a standard of behavior, and you should always strive to meet that. But more than what we set for you, we want you to set those standards for yourself, which is why I always say to you, is this score reflective of who you want to be?
Mm-hmm.
And when you say no, then we have to figure out, okay, well, how do we adjust that? And I think that what you have come to learn, I would hope, in these last few weeks especially, is that middle school is not elementary school.
Right.
And it's harder, but also more opportunity for you to grow. Whether you wanted to or not, you were being forced to mature into the role of a young man,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to everything's kind of fun and games when you're in elementary school. And when you get to middle school, it's time management becomes a huge factor.
Right. Because there's no one on your tail going, hey, do this. Hey.
Right. And so a lot of that falls on you. And we have acknowledged this outside of the podcast, and we might as well talk about it here because we share a lot on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that you have learned is, okay, I need to spend a little bit more time on school.
Studying.
Yeah. Because everybody wants to just goof off and hang with their friends and play games over the phone or whatever.
Right.
But there's a time and a place for that, and then there's a time and a place to buckle down and study. And so part of that will roll into our topic, which we will get to here in just a little bit.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this kind of ties into a topic.
It does. But I want folks to know that, you know, if you listen to this podcast, if you do, thank you very much. If you listen to this podcast, you know that we talk about real stuff. And the way that we attack the, are you going to be all right? This kid is yawning like it's the most boring lecture.
I'm tired.
It's the most boring lecture that he's ever heard in his life. I guarantee you, right before I came
I'm
to
tired.
Get. All right. No, you can say you're tired all you want. Right before we started recording this podcast, I went to the kid. He was in his room. He was on his phone with his friend. No yawns. No yawns while playing games with his friends. Not laying on, he's laying on his bed, which perfect opportunity to take a nap if you're tired. But no, not tired. But when Dad starts talking about responsibility, all right, I see how it is.
I mean, my body can't control the different yawn times. I don't have a yawn clock in my body. It just goes tick tock, tick tock.
My point is, you don't get to switch gears and say, I'm just so tired. You weren't tired 5 minutes ago, and suddenly we sit down to do the podcast. I'm looking across the table at this kid in our studio, and he is literally, I want to fall asleep. I mean, it's like he walked into the poppies field from Wizard of Oz. Poppies. Are you awake now? You get the blood flowing with the laughter?
Yeah.
Okay. all right. So before we get into our topic, which rolls back into the conversation we were having about real life, y'all right now? He's afraid to yawn now. Dad's going to pick me apart on this podcast. You dang right I am. So let's jump into, it's time for
Utah. Give me two.
Gimme two.
I personally like this gimme two topic a lot because I think it's important. We talked a lot about a couple weeks ago about the Herm Edwards, you show me who you're with, I'll tell you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
When you are choosing friends, it's important to choose people based on proper qualities that you want as a friend. So we are each listing our top two qualities that we look for in a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to pick mine? You want me to pick yours?
I'll pick yours. All I'm right. going to say kind.
Kind is up there, but it's not in my top two.
Whoa.
Yep.
I'm going to say, like, respectful.
Yeah, it's some of these just kind of mesh together. So
right.
I'll tell you what I wrote down. Well, here's the two qualities that I look for in a friend. Number one, loyalty. I do not want anyone who says they're my friend and then goes around and talks bad stuff about me to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That is disloyalty, and that is there's no place for that in a friendship, in my opinion. Yeah.
I know some people.
Uh-huh. So we all do. If you've ever had a friend who you thought was your friend, and then they say things behind your back, not a friend. And then number two, which is super important for me, is sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they have to be able to laugh and make me laugh, like, and enjoy life.
Because friends are the type of people where if you're having a bad day or something bad happens that you go to, and you want to be able to have a good time, you want to be able to laugh. So they have to have a good sense of humor.
100%. So I'm going to guess what your top two qualities are. Number one, I would say, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say supportive.
No.
Okay.
No.
And then I would say I'm going to pick mine for yours, loyalty.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Well, okay. Loyalty kind of falls into what I was saying.
All right.
Kind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sense of humor.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously, everyone has a different standard through which they pick their friends. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just say, oh, well, this person likes to bowl. I like to bowl. We go and we bowl together.
Right.
Of course. It's great to have activities in common, common mm-hmm. interests. That's important when you're picking a friend. But, man, to me, if you're looking for friends, find ones that are kind, loyal, make you laugh, and that enjoy your sense of humor mm-hmm. as well.
And before we move on to our main topic, mm-hmm. I'm bringing back something.
All right.
Just for this episode. Surprise Gimme Two!
All right. A Surprise Gimme Two.
So the Surprise Gimme Two is the opposite of what our Gimme Two is. So, like, it's kind of weird to say
the type of people that you want to avoid.
Yes. Yeah.
At all costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can come up with two qualities of that are at the top of my head.
So can I.
On top of mine. So do you want me to guess yours first?
Yeah.
For you, I don't know how to say this other than it is kind of disloyalty. The type of person that would talk about you or be mean to you behind your back.
Mm-hmm. And part of, like, the second piece of that kind of ties into what you're saying, which is talk like they talk to other people behind their back.
Exactly. Yeah. And here's a good test, kiddo. And I think you and I have had this conversation when you were going through some stuff last year, or last school year. Maybe it might have been this calendar year, but last school year.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, and I believe this to be true. If you are around someone that talks about other people to you, they are talking about you to other people. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around somebody and they're like, man, can you believe Bob? Bob's a real twerp. And Bob thinks he's my friend. Ha, ha, ha. What a dork Bob is. They're doing the same thing. They're going to Bob and they're going, hey, you believe this guy? Jeff, what a total loser Jeff is.
Yeah.
And Bob doesn't know he's being talked about. Jeff doesn't know he's being talked about. That is disloyalty, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
on
place
both
for
sides.
That. Absolutely. There's no place for that in friendship. And if my advice to anyone that's listening is if you have a friend in your orbit that does nothing but gossip about other people,
that's not your friend.
They're gossiping about you too.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely.
More than likely, they're gossiping about mostly everyone in that facility, building, whatever.
So that would definitely be on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
That disloyalty. Your other topic for a friend, I'm going to say just somebody that is, for lack of a better word, you used kind, I'll say unkind.
Yeah, unkind, disrespectful.
Yeah, and just kind of mean-spirited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no room for that in a friendship.
Also, kind of annoying as well.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, friends are the people that you want to go to and hang out with when you're having a bad time, or if you're even having a good time and you want to make it even better.
Yeah.
And then the bad people are, like, annoying, mean, disrespectful, talk about you behind your back.
Yeah, you know what it comes down to? I mean, I just thought of this word when it comes to friendship. A friendship should be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You should never feel uncomfortable around someone that says they're your friend.
Right. Oh, no.
Are you all right?
What?
Do we need to brew? Do you need to get like a Starbucks or like your mom get brew us a giant pot of coffee and direct?
I mean,
into
hey,
your veins?
I'll be good with Starbucks after this.
You're not getting any Starbucks.
Dang it!
So you're too young for Starbucks. You can get a cake pop at Starbucks, but you're not getting coffee.
A cake pop and a hot cocoa would do.
So yeah, I think comfort, when you're looking for friends, you want people that you feel comfortable being yourself around.
Mm-hmm.
And other people just, honestly, they just make you uncomfortable through their behavior, through their treatment of you.
Right.
It's awful. It's awful the way that some people, that's not a friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. There's a gimme two and a surprise gimme two.
Surprise gimme two. Way to bring it back to season one.
That's right. So let's dive into our topic for our good talk. We kind of hinted at it a little bit in our open. Our topic is responsibility and reputation.
Oh, that's a good topic.
To me, those two things go hand in hand. And responsibility is a big thing as you get older, and you know this, kid, because we've had this talk several times. You have to take more and more personal responsibility for your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And for he's afraid to yawn now. I'm looking across, and the kid is literally stifling a yawn. His ears are going to pop off his head. He's like, but to the topic, responsibility, as you know that you get older, it's like, okay, now I have to start taking responsibility for, like, you play an instrument now. You play trombone.
Right. I have to take care of that instrument because it's literally $1,000.
I'm responsible for this trombone. And that is a responsibility you did not have last year.
Right.
But you have it now. You have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take care of that phone. That's a responsibility that you have.
I'm in the broadcast team at my school. I have to be careful on when certain videos are due or certain segments are due.
Well, and you have to be on time. You have to be to school early on a couple of days a week for that. That's a responsibility you did not have prior.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, more and more responsibility will fall upon your shoulders. And I can tell you, as a year old man, it's a good thing I have big shoulders, because there's a lot of responsibility in life that falls upon you, and you just you adjust. And how you do that is exactly the same way that you and I talked about building the foundation of your education. He's afraid.
Sorry.
He's afraid to sneeze. He's afraid to laugh.
Yeah.
He's afraid to yawn. Now I'm gonna pick him apart on the podcast.
I have to yawn, and then he's gonna get on.
He's got the toothpicks holding his eyes up.
Yeah.
Like in a cartoon.
We're in the laugh, because then I'm gonna like mess up what you're saying.
He's over there pinching himself. I'm trying to stay awake. So responsibility, you get more and more of it gets heaped upon you. But as you get older and as you learn how to deal with the responsibility that you've been handed, you will find, okay, well, I dealt with that, so I can deal with what's next.
And, like, we're responsible for this podcast as well. We got to make episodes on time.
Yeah.
Mostly weekly.
Yeah, it's when you take on something that you assume the responsibility for that thing. And all of that leads into reputation, because you and I were having a conversation outside of the podcast about what is it that you want people to think about you. That's essentially what your reputation is.
Yeah.
What do people think of me? And if you want people to think that you are a little bit lazy, all you got to do is act lazy.
Right.
And they will think that person's a little lazy.
They'll definitely think that.
Yeah. And if you want people to think that you work hard, all you got to do is work hard. So what you do and who you are becomes your reputation. And sometimes that gets tainted. Let's go all the way back to bad friends.
Mm-hmm.
You can have bad people in your orbit that whisper rumors about you, that try to change your reputation. But when it really comes down to it, is if you take responsibility for your actions, no one can tarnish your reputation, because you know who you are. And people that watch you and keep an eye on you and watch your behavior, they know who you are too. So it doesn't matter what other people say. It matters what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're learning this. Am I correct in assuming that?
You definitely are correct that I'm learning this.
And you could talk about that a little bit if you want. I mean, the challenge from fifth to sixth grade has been a pretty giant leap.
It's been a big leap, because in fifth grade, all your work is basically handed to you, and then you have constant reminders from your teachers, just like, hey, do this homework, do this, read this chapter, work on this project. And then in middle school, there's not really a lot of people that say, hey, you know, do this, study for this.
That responsibility now falls on you.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you once and figure you got it.
Like, I got to study for a social studies test that I have on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, but your teachers tell you that, but they're not constantly reminding you of it.
Right. They tell you on the day that you come in, and they tell you the day that they have a plan, and then they don't tell you ever again.
Yeah, and I think the thought process there is you are in a growth period.
Mm-hmm.
Playtime is over.
Right.
Not saying that all of elementary school is playtime, but the time for you to start taking responsibility for your academics starts right now. And I think that that has been a little bit of a rocky transition for you. You'll get it.
I'll get it
You're
eventually.
You're going to be fine. It's the one thing that I want to make sure that is being communicated to you, not just on this podcast, but we talk about it a lot.
Right.
You're going to be fine. It's an adjustment.
It's just a big adjustment.
It is. And just the same way that when you came to middle school, when you go to high school, that'll be an adjustment. When you go to college, that's another adjustment.
Yeah.
And look, those adjustment periods, they continue throughout the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. It's what I was saying about responsibility. People heap more and more on you. Well, the more that you can tackle, the more people will give you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way that it is. But with responsibility comes reward. Like, if you can take on the responsibility of being a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, an architect, if you can take on that responsibility, guess what you get? You get paid.
Paid.
You get money.
Paid. Big.
And if it's something that you love to do, you get to do a thing you love to do for the rest of your life.
And then it doesn't feel like a job.
Exactly. So it's important. And those things then build your reputation. So let's use the doctor as an example. You go to school like 8 years. You go to residency for another three. Mm-hmm. It took you 11 years to get that MD.
11 years.
Then or whatever, however long, 8, 10, whatever long it takes.
However.
Then you get patients. Now you have the real responsibility of these human beings' lives.
Yeah.
In your hand.
Like, I couldn't imagine being a first responder, like a police officer, a firefighter, or a doctor, or someone like that, because the whole world depends on you.
Well, and how you handle that task is how you build your personal reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And the reputation of everyone around you. You've heard the saying, one bad apple can ruin the whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's one bad person at your place of business, then if that's what people think of when they think of your business, you have to get rid of that person.
Right.
Because people would be like if you had a bad waiter who had a bad attitude and he was just constantly like dropping food in people's laps, no one comes to your restaurant.
Right.
Because the reputation of everyone that works there is on that one person.
Then you have to have the responsibility of getting rid of them or like helping them. Hey, do your job better.
Yeah, let's get you retrained here. That's exactly right. So those two things, I promise you, kid, at my age, I've come to know that those two things, responsibility and reputation, they really do go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and the better that you handle your responsibility, your own personal responsibility, the higher people are going to think about you, the better your reputation is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what we want for you. We never want you to feel overwhelmed. And so if anybody's listening to this and they're like, oh man, I have all this responsibility, but I'm overwhelmed. It's okay to ask for help.
Yeah. It's definitely okay to ask for help.
Yeah. No, you should never be like, this is too much. It should be enough for you to be challenged, but not so much where you're like, ugh, I can't do it.
Right.
So, and I think that you are getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just a month and a half.
It's just been a month and a half. It's almost fall break.
Yeah. By the time you get to January, you get an entire semester of sixth grade under your belt. You're going to be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hit another gear. It's exactly like a long distance runner. The first time that they run 8 miles, they're like, oh, I'm going to die.
They're like,
and then the next time that they run 8 miles, they're like, that was a little bit easier.
And then the next time and the next time and the next time.
Right. And the next thing you know, you're running a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, well, I can totally do that.
Yeah, that was easy.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
So it's the, you know, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time. Exactly. All right. Well, I hope that you all enjoyed our good talk on the topic of responsibility and reputation, and good luck in handling your responsibility and building mm-hmm. your reputation.
And we hope you enjoyed our good talk about not yawning on the podcast.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you kids who are listening out there. When your parents are talking to you, especially if there's a microphone in your face, it's probably a good idea to not yawn in their face. That's a bad look. And it leads to, let me just say this, bring it all back around. It leads to a poor reputation.
All right,
kid. Do you have a quote of the week?
I do. And this goes hand in hand with our topic.
Awesome.
You cannot escape the responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today. Quote Abraham Lincoln.
The 16th president of these United States of America.
16th.
Wonderful man. Yeah. And a just, a, yeah, absolutely. Tackle the things that you were supposed to tackle today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it off until tomorrow. And that's how you build your reputation. This is a go-getter.
Yeah.
I gave them this responsibility and they did it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Perfect.
You know what?
What's that?
Good talk, Dad.
Good talk, buddy. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
See you next week.
To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.